Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Tainas Daf Yed Zayin, the first Perek Me'emesai. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, a king gets a haircut daily, Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, a Kohen Gadol gets his haircut weekly, from one Erev Shabbos to the next, Kohen Hed Yod Akos L'Shoshim Yom, and an ordinary Kohen gets his haircut once in 30 days. The Gemara asks what the reason is that a Melech must have his haircut daily, and Rabbi Abba Bar Zabda said that stayed in the Pasuk, Melech Me'yafyo Techazena Einecho, your eyes should see the king in his beauty. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained that the reason the Kohen Gadol must have his haircut weekly, Hoyo Mishmaros Mitzchasho, since Mishmaros change weekly. Rashi explains that when the new Mishmar comes to see the Kohen Gadol and begin their watch Erev Shabbos, he shall appear well groomed. It's learned that an ordinary Kohen gets his haircut once in 3 days from a Gezer Shava of Para Para to a Nazir. Just as another's hair growth is for 30 days, so too a Kohen should not let his hair grow more than 30 days. Point number two, the Gemara asks that if the prohibition of a Kohen growing his hair long beyond 30 days is derived from a Nazir, then just as the Nazir's prohibition applies today, so too the prohibition of the Kohen should apply today. The Gemara answers that the pasuk in Yechezkel that mentioned cutting hair is juxtaposed to the prohibition of a Kohen drinking wine before doing a service. Mashisu yayin bizman bia huda aser, shelo bizman bia shari af hachanami. Just as the prohibition of Kohanim who have drunk wine applies only when it comes to entering the temple, but does not apply at other times, so too the prohibition of a Kohen growing his hair long only applies when it comes to entering the temple. Since the Beis Hamikdash does not currently exist, a Kohen may grow his hair longer. When the Gemara points out that according to the Rabbanan, a Kohen is still prohibited to drink wine nowadays, it explains that their reason is that when the temple is rebuilt, we'll need Kohanim who are ready to perform the Avodah, and this would exclude a Kohen that had drunk wine. In the case of long hair, a Kohen could easily get his hair cut quickly and begin the Avodah. And point number three, after concluding that a Kohen can grow his hair long nowadays, since he can quickly get a haircut when the temple's rebuilt, the Gemara asks that a Kohen should be able to drink wine nowadays, since the Kohen could sleep a little and then do the Avodah. For Rami Bar Abba said, Derech mil v'sheina koshu mafigin asiyayin. A journey of one meal and a little sleep takes away the effect of the wine. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Abba that a short journey and a little sleep takes away the effects of wine if one drank no more than a raviz. But if one drank more than a raviz, kol shekein, the journey bothers him and sleep makes him more drunk. Rav Ashi answered, Shesui yayin demachli avoda, gazubu rabbanan. Since drinking wine invalidates the avoda, the rabbanan goes to the prohibition for a kohen to drink nowadays. Puri rosh de lamachli avoda lo gazubu rabbanan. Since kohanim with long hair do not invalidate the avoda, the rabbanan were not goes with prohibition of their growing their hair long nowadays. So once again, the 3 points are number one, it was taught in a braisa, melech mistaper b'chol yom. A king gets his haircut daily, Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. A Kohen Gadol gets his haircut weekly from one Erev Shabbos to the next. Kohen Hed Yod Achos L'Shoshim Yom. An ordinary Kohen gets his haircut once in 30 days. The Gemara asks what the reason is that a Melech must have his haircut daily. And Rabbi Arba Bar Zabda said that it stated in the Pasuk, Melech Me'yafyo Techazenu Einecho. Your eyes should see the king in his beauty. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained that the reason the Kohen Gadol must have his haircut weekly, Ho Mishmaros Mishchasho, since the Mishmaros change weekly. Rashi explains that when the new Mishmar comes to see the Kohen Gadol, when they begin their watch Erev Shabbos, he should appear well-groomed. It's learned that an ordinary Kohen gets his haircut once in 30 days from a Gezer Shava of Para Para to another. Just as another's hair growth is for 30 days, so too a Kohen should not let his hair grow more than 30 days. Point number two, the Gemara asks that if the prohibition of a Kohen growing his hair long beyond 30 days is derived from a Nazir, then just as the Nazir's prohibition applies today, so too the prohibition of the Kohen should apply today. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk in Yechezkel that mentioned cutting hair is juxtaposed to the prohibition of Kohen drinking wine before doing the Avodah. Mashisu yayin bizman bia huda aser, shelo bizman bia shari af hachanami. Just as the prohibition of Kohanim who have drunk wine applies only when it comes to entering the temple, but it doesn't apply at other times, so too the prohibition of a Kohen growing his hair long only applies when it comes to entering the temple. Since the Beis Hamikdash doesn't currently exist, a Kohen may grow his hair longer. When the Gemara points out, according to the Rabbanan, a Kohen is still prohibited to drink wine nowadays, it explains that their reason is that when the temple is rebuilt, we will need Kohanim who are ready to perform the Avodah, and this would exclude a Kohen that had drunk wine. In the case of long hair, the Kohen could easily get his hair cut quickly and begin the Avodah. And point number three, after concluding that a Kohen can grow his hair long nowadays, since he can quickly get a haircut when the temple is rebuilt, the Gemara asks that a Kohen should be able to drink wine nowadays, since the Kohen could sleep a little and then do the Avodah. For Rami Bar Amma said, Derech mil v'sheina koshu mafigin asiyayin. A journey of one meal and a little sleep takes away the effect of the wine. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, that a short journey and a little sleep takes away the effects of wine if one drank no more than a raviz. But if one drank more than a raviz, kol shekein, the journey bothers him and sleep makes him more drunk. Ravashi answered, Shisuyai de Machli Avoda Gazibu Rabbanan. Since drinking wine invalidates the Avoda, the Rabbanan goes to the prohibition for Kohen to drink nowadays. Pruy Rosh, the Machli Avoda will Gazibu Rabbanan. Since Kohanim with long hair do not invalidate the Avoda, the Rabbanan will not go to the prohibition they're growing their hair long nowadays. All right, so now we go to a simon for Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard simon is a used car or used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a Kohen Gadol a car as they left the barber went after a Kohen with long hair who passed by knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed and was trying to walk off the effects of too much wine. Once again, it's slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a Kohen Gadol a car as they left the barber, which reminds us, we learned that a Melech gets his haircut daily, so he should always appear in his beauty. A Kohen Gadol gets his haircut weekly, so he can appear before the new Mishmar Erev Shabbos well groomed, and a Kohen has his haircut at least within 30 days, and we learned that from a Gezer Shabbat to Nazir. So the used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a Kohen Gadol a car as they left the barber went after a Kohen with long hair, who passed by knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed, which reminds us, the reason that it's not prohibited nowadays for a Kohen to grow its hair long, even though the prohibition of Nazir still applies today, is that the Pasuk juxtaposes the Kohen growing his hair to the Isser of Shisui Yain, of getting drunk. Just as that Isser only applies during this month of the Beis HaMikdash, so to the Isser of a Kohen growing his hair long only applies during this month of the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Gemara points out that according to the Rabban, a Kohen is still prohibited to drink wine nowadays, it explains that the reason is that when the temples were built, well, Niko Hanim, who are ready to perform the Avoda, and this would exclude a Kohen that had drunk wine in the case of long hair, the Kohen could easily get his hair cut quickly and begin the Avoda. So the used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a Kohen Gadol a car as they left the barber went after a Kohen with long hair who passed by knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed and was trying to walk off the effects of too much wine. Which reminds us the reason why according to the Rabbanan, the Isser of drinking wine still applies for a Kohen is that if the base of Mikdash is rebuilt, the drunk Kohen won't be able to do the Avoda. And while a journey of a meal and a little sleep takes away the effect of drunkenness, that's only if he had a revius or a less. But if he had more, traveling and sleep will make him feel worse. So once again, the used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a Kohen Gadol a car as they left the barber went after a Kohen with long hair who passed by, knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed and was trying to walk off the effects of too much wine. All right, now it's time for 4 Blah Bat Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The nervous Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water, which reminds us, Rav and Bar Papa said in the Rav Chista regarding the prohibition of washing oneself on a fast day, any situation where the prohibition to wash is because of avelus, like Tisha B'Av or that of someone actually mourning, it's prohibited to wash whether it's hot water or cold water. But where the prohibition to wash is because of pleasure, which Rashi explained means is a fast to abstain from pleasures, then washing in hot water is forbidden, but in cold water, it's permitted. So the nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son, washing in cold water. Which reminds us, Rabbi Abba al-Kohen challenged Rav Chisda's ruling that an Avel is prohibited to wash in cold water from an incident where Rabbi Yossi, whose sons died, washed in cold water during the Shiva. The Gemara answers that his sons died one right after the other, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was able to be Mekel, given the fact that he was mourning for a long period of time. So, the nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son washing in cold water that he forgot to include Anenu in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzhak that a Yachid who accepted a fast upon himself inserts Anenu being Goel Lerofi between the bracha of redemption and the bracha of healing. Rav Yitzhak challenged his father and asked, Ki Yachid Koveo Bracha Asmo Mea, Yachid insert a bracha in Shemana Esri for himself? Rather, B'Shomea Tefillah, he inserts it in the bracha of the one who hears Tefillah. Rav Sheshes also said, Anenu is included in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. Daf Yadalit, so the Simmer Daf Yadalit is a hand and we use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler juggling shofars, juggler juggling, that must be more on Daf Yadalit, Yad. The juggler juggling shofars while calling out Anenu, Anenu, which reminds us that we learned that the 7 last fasts are more chamor and that we're masrin and we close the stores. We have a machlokes whether masrin means we blow the shofar during the 6 additional brachas which are recited on the day or means we recite Anenu, referring to the tefillah which is said at the end of Slichos. So the jug were jugging shofars while calling out, Anenu, Anenu, who performed under a shady tree in the king's royal garden, which reminds us that if rain has still not fallen after the seven fasts, then we refrain from a binyan shel simcha, which refers to building a wedding chamber for one's son's chasna, and to a natiya shel simcha, which is a varnaki of kings, which is understood to be a tree that is planted when a baby prince is born that eventually gets built into his throne when he is coronated, or a large shady tree in the royal garden where kings like to stroll. So the juggling shofars were calling out, Anenu, Anenu, who performed under a shady tree in the king's royal garden, said shalom to scholars walking by, who responded with a soft and serious hello, which reminds us that if rain has not fallen after the 13th fast, then cheverim, meaning Talmidei Chachamim, don't greet each other, and they respond to Amei Aretz, who greet them with a soft and serious hello. Dav Tezvav, so the Simur Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl, so here goes. The heavenly fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Dav Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. The heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy, which reminds us that Rav Nachum Yitzchak said that not everyone is zochet to light in Olam Haba, and not everybody is zochet to Simcha. Tzaddikim will orav Yisharim with Simcha, Tzaddikim will be zochet to light, and the upright will be zochet to Simcha. And Rashi explains that the Yisharim are greater than Tzaddikim, and that's why they're zochet to more. So the heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place on the foreheads of the leaders before the rest of the community, which reminds us that we put the ashes on the head of the Nasi and Abbas before everybody else puts the ashes on their own heads. Even though Rebbe says, Bagdua maschil min agadu beklo maschil min akatan, when it comes to matters of distinction, we begin with the most distinguished person. And in matters of curse times, we begin with the least distinguished person. Here, the placement of the ashes on the heads of the Nasi and Abbasin is a matter of prominence for them, because the people are essentially saying to them that the Nasi and Abbasin are chashim enough to ask for rachamim for all of them. So the heavenly fruit bowls that were full of light and joy were unfortunately filled with ash to place on the foreheads of the leaders before the rest of the community, who felt embarrassed, especially with ashes put in the place of their tefillin. Which reminds us, the ashes are put on the Nasi's and Abbasin's heads, whereas everybody else puts the ashes on their own heads, because it's a greater humiliation for the prominent people to be humiliated by others. We also learn that the ashes are put in the place of the tefillin. Dav Tezayin, so the Simur Dav Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The sandal-wearing community with their toes exposed toes, that must be more on Dav Tezayin. The sandal-wearing community with their toes exposed, who gathered around the Aron outside, on the public fast day with ashes on their head, which reminds us that we learn the reasons for the various practices on a fast day, such as taking the aron outside the public square, wearing sackcloth, and placing ashes on the head. So the sandal-wearing community with their toes exposed, who gathered around the aron outside on the public fast day with ashes on their head, listen attentively to the elderly Shulich Tzibur, who is skilled in the tefillos, which reminds us that we learned all the qualifications for the Shulich Tzibur on a fast day. So the sandal-wearing community with their toes exposed, who gathered around the aron outside on the public fast day with ashes on their head, listened attentively to the elderly Shulich Tzibur, who was skilled in the tefillos, and responded Amen in unison because they were not in the base of Mikdash. Which reminds us that the people respond Amen after each of the six additional brachas, but they do not do so in the base of Mikdash. Lefisha ain onin Amen be base of Mikdash, because we do not say Amen in the base of Mikdash. Instead, they respond Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Ve'ed. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.